It's time for the Did You Know Show, Brent Hesse, alongside Noah Cassidy. Glad to be back, Noah.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
And let's get to another episode of Did You Know Show. You want to go first for us today?
Yeah, I sure can. So I'm going to actually do a series. I know today's Tuesday, so I was like, it's not a full week series. But I got 12 of these little facts, and I'm going to do three of them for the next 4 days. So it'll just be a series, so you know what you're going to expect out of me for the rest of the week. It's some pretty cool things. So what I have here is 12 drinks and the corresponding country that drinks the most of it, and then I'm going to give you a little fact afterwards of it. Right. So the first one here is coffee, and it's Finland.
Really?
I kind of thought coffee. I mean, I guess it makes sense over there in the European kind of area. So not only do they drink it, and it's popular, but it's also taken very seriously. The European country is one of the only in the world where coffee breaks are actually mandated or considered a work time break by some of the labor unions over there.
Yeah, got to get your coffee.
We have smoke breaks, and they have their coffee breaks. Yeah. That's about the equivalent. Next, we've got tea. And the country that drinks the most tea is actually Turkey. Aside from water, tea is the world's most consumed beverage, and Turkey does consume the most of it by over a pound a year. Each Turk, an individual, consumes about 6.96 pounds of tea every year.
They're blowing everybody else out of the water.
I mean, yeah, the next one right below them is Ireland, and they beat them by almost a whole pound.
Wow.
So absolutely drink a whole bunch of tea over there in Turkey. And then the last one is hot chocolate, and it's Portugal. That kind of surprised me a bit.
Yeah, I was thinking Portugal. Definitely a cold weather country.
Right. Nope, hot chocolate, Portugal. And apparently they kind of measure it by capita, per capita, and they drink 100.2 cups per capita annually.
That's a lot.
That's a whole lot of hot chocolate.
Yes, it is.
Like, I'm not a big person on sweet stuff, but that's a whole lot. So, I mean, depending on who you are, if you have a pretty heavy sweet tooth, that might be appealing to you, but they drink a whole lot of hot chocolate out there in Portugal.
Yeah, that's like one every 3 days, so that's consistent, and that's around the clock, too.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about my interesting fact of the day, and, you know, turtles are an animal that people think always live old, you know, the wise old turtles. That's kind of the story. How old is the oldest believed turtle?
The oldest believed turtle? Like, is it still in existence now?
Yes, currently living.
I don't know, like 250 years?
190 years old.
Oh, wow, I shot that way over the moon.
still a good long life.
Yeah, absolutely.
190 and going strong. So he's actually living in St. Helena, which is a remote British overseas territory in the South Atlantic, and his name is Jonathan, 190-year-old turtle.
Jonathan the turtle.
Yes.
190 years. I guess that's still, I mean, he's about to be 200.
Yeah.
He's close.
Oh, he'll get there. Slow and steady.
Slow and steady. Always wins the race.
That's right.
I guess that goes with your lifespan also.
Well, I'm excited to hear about more of the drinks tomorrow, Noah.
And got three more tomorrow.
More interesting facts tomorrow on the Did You Know Show.